This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly, everything that we've done in the past is on tape. A lot of stuff that we're going to be doing now isn't on tape. We certainly don't want to show many of our cards, but there'll be some fun things happening out there guys are going to want to compete and run the plays, and defenses are going to work. So we'll find a balance.
Scott Frost, speaking about balance, spring game.
Mm-hmm.
Enter young Nick.
What's up, VJ?
Fresh off the conference, the presser.
How was the weekend?
It was over. It went by fast. It's not enough time.
I agree.
It's not enough time. Talk to me, man. You went to the press conference, man. Did you not think I was going to ask going on?
I want to preface this. Because if you've listened to me the last couple weeks, especially, kind of Friday, talking about the running backs, people got on me because I was not the most, now, I wouldn't say positive. I was just skeptical. I think that's a good word.
Yeah,
there's a lot of questions.
Skeptical. Are you talking about the running backs?
On Friday, I was.
Okay.
Because just the way that how they're gonna operate, whether it's gonna be a by committee thing, and me and Rico were kind of talking this out about how by committee, like, it's okay as long as you have multiple guys running for over 400 or 500 yards. But in the past, Nebraska has not, and yes, new staff. So there's excitement there.
I don't like the committee stuff.
But I'm saying if that's what you're gonna go with, then have a couple guys that can go.
Yeah,
give them time to get going.
Well, go with the hot hand.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the guy that gives you the best chance to win. And then when you figure who that guy is, you ride him like Bronco Billy,
yep,
until you can't ride him anymore. And then you put the next available second guy in.
Well, especially if they have as many guys that are quality players as they keep telling us they have.
Well, that's what they said.
So,
I mean, I think we do have quality. I think that running backs room is probably one of the deepest and best rooms we have.
Let's see what Frost had to say on Anthony Grant Jr. here today.
Anthony's in the process of learning, but he's doing some really good things. He's really quick, can make people miss in a hole, has really good vision. I expect that running back battle to continue through fall.
Where do you stand on battles continuing through fall? Whether it be quarterback, whether it be running back, whether it be...
You can look at it two different ways, okay? As a coach, you look at it two different ways. One, nobody has, I guess, separated themselves as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, so
a lot of injuries in that running back room. I mean, Gabe Irvin's hurt.
Yeah.
We can't forget that. We cannot forget Gabe Irvin. I feel like Gabe Irvin's kind of been forgotten this year because he's been hurt and because of Yant's big transformation. And
you cannot make the club in the tub.
Yeah, I understand that, but once again. this whole idea that last year Gabe Irvin is the best running back on the roster gets hurt, unfortunately, and now is not even in the top three. Like, I don't like just pushing Gabe Irvin off to the side like that.
What do you mean? He's hurt. What can he do for us?
You're right. But
why should we even include him in the conversation right now?
Because you include him in the conversation when talking about the running back room as a whole.
You do, because he makes the running back room better, but he can't help you right now.
No, so, but he'll be able to help you in fall.
You hope. You hope that there's a hope that he comes back 150% and that he's all healed up and that he can hold up to the pounding. Because he makes the room better. Again, when you have depth, I go back to you had Amon Green, or I'm sorry, you had Lawrence Phillips, you had Clinton Childs, you had Damon Benning, you had Amon Green, you had Jay Sims. Jay Sims was the fifth back and probably the fastest of all of them. Think about that. He was the fifth guy. And you can't – listen – you have to have those type of numbers in order to be great. And that's where we are today, is we got to have numbers in every room, not just the running back's room.
Here's what I'll say. Markell says this on the text line, then they'll bring him up in the fall when he's healthy and contributing. No point in talking about someone who isn't even practicing. So should we not talk about Thomas Fedoni? Should we not talk about any of the top four tight ends that are out?
There's only one guy that you can talk about in that group.
You are going to have those guys in the fall, though.
You hope you got them in the fall. You hope. Okay? When you get hurt, when you get injured, it's an injury. How it recovers and how it heals back and how you rehab it, that's the hard part in everything.
I understand, like, the whole idea that in spring they're not practicing, so maybe not talk about them. But when we're talking in a big picture sense about this program and the outlook for the program and what they're going to be able to do, a lot of their success depends on these guys being healthy. Right? Like, if Nebraska, for example, VJ, if Nebraska is going to go 9-3, like you said, they're going to need – maybe that's a stretch. They're going to need Travis Vokolek. They're going to need Chancellor Brewington. They're going to need Thomas Fedoni if he's healthy. When we give our predictions as a record, when we look at the outlook of the program from a big picture sense, we are expecting all those guys to be healthy and available.
You might expect them to be there, but you can't expect a guy that's hurt to do anything besides rehab. And then once he gets the pads on, you make that determination when the real bullets are flying. You can't make that determination of a guy. I love Gabe Irvin. I think Gabe Irvin gives us he's more of a complete back than probably all of them put together. The only reason why I say that, I mean, when you talk about catching out of the backfield, blocking, running, he's got everything. He can do it all. But he's hurt. So you don't go put your chips or your eggs in a basket that's hurt. You know the eggs are going to fall out the bottom. Why would you put eggs in the basket?
I'm not saying that Gabe Irvin's the number one back. I'm not.
Well, you just said he was forgotten. He has been forgotten. Because he's hurt. He hasn't practiced. Exactly. So, you know, a lot of times when you don't practice, I'm going to say it again, you can't make the club in the tub. That's just the way it is. We got to find some
Iron Men. I'm not questioning you on that. I'm not saying that you can. I'm not saying that they need to hand Gabe Irvin the job or they need to hand Thomas Fedoni the number one tight end job. I'm not saying that at all. All right, let's keep going here. Let's see.
Gus says, right on, VJ, can't make the club in the tub. Epic. Our best running back last year never got a sniff. Now he's going to get 1,200 yards at KU.
Sevion Morrison.
You think so? I don't know. Listen, Gus, I'm not buying that he was our best running back. Our best running back is still in the stable, baby. That's the Yanny Cup. The Yance former.
All right, let's talk quarterbacks here. Update on the quarterback battles. Here's what Scott Frost had to say.
Yeah, the timetable is whenever it's clear to us and to everybody, and I think there's a lot of guys doing some good things, but we're nowhere near ready to make an announcement yet.
Building off of that, why aren't they ready to name a quarterback?
Yeah, there hadn't been that many turnovers. I think it's just more consistency and getting familiar with kind of what we're doing schematically and some things like that, but there needs to be a little more consistency.
Ouch.
Thoughts, VJ?
Ouch. Listen, it doesn't. Again, this is the opinion of Coach Jackson. I'm a couch potato coach. What I say means nothing in the grand scheme of things as far as what goes on out in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that I've said that.
The disclaimer is out there. The
disclaimer's there. Okay. I'm naming my guy.
At spring ball.
Yeah. What difference does it make? He might lose it.
Exactly.
But put the pressure on him. You're the guy. How about
Bingo.
That? Hey, Thompson, you're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna let the world. So, let's let Husker Nation know right now, you're the guy.
Here's what I was thinking. If the quarterback battle is as close as they were, and this was driving back from the presser, I was kind of thinking about this. If the quarterback battle is as close as they are advertising, which we have to take their word for it. Put outside opinions aside, but if the quarterback battles is as close as they are saying it is, let's say a guy. Other than Casey Thompson wins a job, you can insert any of the names there. Whether it's Logan Smothers, whether it's Heinrich Harburg, whether it's Chubba Purdy, who's a little banged up as well right now. We know what Thompson is capable of at the Power 5 level. We have a big enough sample size. Now, it's not in the offense, but we understand we were able to actually watch some substance of his play at Texas. Mm. We were able to see what he does at the Power 5 level and in a Power 5 conference and things like that. Here's what I'll say. What kind of message would it give to Husker fans if they said Logan Smothers is number one? Because we would have, as Nebraska fans, we would have in the back of our mind, oh, we have this idea of what Casey Thompson can do, but if Logan Smothers is playing better than Casey Thompson, what does that tell you about Logan Smothers and the staff's trust and excitedness around Logan Smothers? Like, where if you're going to name a star, like, I'm with you, VJ, name a starter in the spring, put the pressure on him, have that competitive itch from the guys behind him, and if he loses his job, that's just the way of the game. That's just the way it plays out.
7768 makes a point, though. He says, VJ, you'll never see a running back room like 95 due to the portal. You name your guy now, you may lose your next guy. Let them get into school in the fall, and then name them. It makes a point.
Go ahead, Rico.
Go ahead, Rico. It makes a, point.
I feel like
though.
That's kind of trapping them, though, in a sense.
Yeah, well, you better trap them. You got to trap them some kind of way.
It's not going to stop anything. Tristan Jebbia was in school.
Bingo.
Ooh.
Hey,
Rico, that's what was waiting on.
It was 2 weeks before the season started. They named their starter. They said Adrian Martinez is their starter. Jebbia said, bye. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm going to Oregon State. It doesn't mean anything. If you get the players that you think fit your system and you think are the exact players you want that love football, you shouldn't have to worry about the transfer portal after you name a starter.
I just think that in the grand scheme of things, was it going to hurt for us to know who you think the guy is? Just because you think the guy is him. I get it. Listen, man, we can't be coaching football worried about the transfer portal. You better be telling guys right now before you recruit them, hey, listen, we know there's a transfer portal out there. Mm-hmm. And if you're planning on getting in the transfer portal, we don't want you. If you plan on quitting, if that's what your motto is, that when the tough get going, you get running, we don't want you. Well, we want guys, when the tough get going, they get going.
You don't go out and get a Power 5 starter to sit him on the bench. I am 99.99% confident in saying Casey Thompson will be the starter come opening day for Nebraska football.
Then why not just say it? Who cares?
That's the thing. I don't understand why you don't say it. And you've already got Logan Smothers. People asked him already, why haven't you transferred? Why don't you transfer? He said, I committed to Nebraska. I am not going to. He's already said, I'm not going to transfer. I want to compete. So you've got him. You've got him locked up. If you're that worried about Chubba Purdy transferring, he already transferred once. Guess what? He's going to have to sit out a year. If you're that worried about Heinrich Harburg transferring, guess what? You got Richard Torres on the roster. He's not going to play this season because he's coming off of a blown knee.
Yeah.
Let me ask you both of you guys a question real quick. And Solder Haven text line, hit us up because I'm asking you guys this question too. So hit us up your answer. Sideline Heyman text lines 464-5685. If you went to the dealership, right, mm-hmm. and you're going to buy a brand new car, and they told you that the motor in that brand new car was blown and was replaced, would you still pay brand new price for that car?
No.
That's all I wanted to ask.
With that, with the talk on the quarterbacks there, or any position group, I sit back and I'm like, I just think to myself, with what's the harm in naming a guy? It's not like the players inside the program have no clue what's going on or what's being talked about. Also,
like
they can always say that they block out the noise, and they may do so to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, social media is there. You cannot block out all of social media unless you delete the app. You see what happens in practice. You have a sense of the conversations going on behind the scenes. You cannot. That's where it's the whole what is the harm in naming a guy? Even if you're not 100% sure on it, when the competition may get dialed up a little bit more.
I mean, again, I just I'm not the coach. But if I was, you would know who I thought the starter was right now. We know who the best guy is at every position right now. Based on their play, based on their grades, mm-hmm. based on all of that, you know who you would
– Leadership, you had to start, off the field stuff.
Yeah, well, if you had to start a game today, who would you go with? And if those are the names that you would go with, those are the names that we want to know. Let us get behind somebody as fans – and as former players, and I'm only speaking from that perspective, we just kind of know who are our guys, who we think our guys is, and if it doesn't pan out, it just doesn't pan out. Simple as that.
Craig says this on the text line: I would like to hear about the offensive and defensive line. Too much talk about skill position, not enough about the trenches. Amen, Craig. There was one comment from Scott Frost that, in a roundabout way, mentions the offensive line, and it's that he sees improvement in the running game, and here's Scott Frost.
Yeah, those are hard to create in the Big Ten. You know, we've been at or near the top of rushing in the Big Ten quite a few years. I think we can be better, and that's one area I really do see improvement with the way the line's blocking and the way the backs are hitting it. A combination of efficient run blocking and talent and vision in the back end helps that. You can scheme as many things up as you want, and at the end of the day, you got to block it well, and you got to have a back that can hit it. And I do see vast improvement in those areas.
Well, there you go. I listen. Offensively, the offensive line. Again, I'm putting pressure. I go by numbers, of course, but Bryce Benhart, mm-hmm. super pressure on him, because I think as big as strong as he is. It's his line. He's got it. Somebody on that offensive line has to take ownership. Noili, I love him. 63, I love him. I think he's the pit bull of that line. He's the talker of the lineman, and he can help you. I think Banks. I like old Banksy. You know, I think Banks gives you an opportunity. I like Prochazka. I like all those all the guys in the room right now that are actually out there playing. I think they're starting to understand that the Hogs eat. That's what you do. You eat up yards. And they're starting to get it. And then they know they've got backs behind them that can find holes and maybe take it to the house. So when you know you have that, it makes you go a little harder. You know, you've got a couple quarterbacks that are stepping up as leaders. It makes you go a little bit harder. Somebody in the offensive lineman room, though, one of those guys have got to say, fellas, and get in the faces of everybody there to get them to do what they need to do and what we know they can do.
So there was a little bit, probably the biggest newsworthy piece that came out of the press conference today was that the spring game might not look as traditional as Husker fans or VJ would like to see. So we have to take a break. But on the other side,
Come on, man. You see now you got to be
the, okay. Do you want to go late?
No, we can go to lunch. We can go to break. I'm saying, but why you got to be the bearer of bad news? You telling me we're not going to get a spring game?
No, no, we are going to get a spring game.
Okay.
We are going to get a spring game.
Okay.
Everything is on for Saturday. Everything is on. The pre-party at Barry's from 3 to 8 p.m. with the guys from the ticket, on. Tipsy Tina's on Saturday, on. Spring game,
I mean, don't be
on.
Coming on here.
Spring Chill at 2022.
Thank you.
It's on.
It's on. There you go. At Rosie's.
At Rosie's.
Yeah, going down 3 to 8 stuff. What's wrong with you? Well, I'll be there from 3 to 8 too,
exactly.
A little bit too. So
why would you not? It's Barry's on the rooftop.
I've got a couple different places I have to go, so you know how that goes. Hey, we'll be back. The Captain, the Ticket, 93.7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.